The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another week of Superhuman Radio. We got great shows planned for you all week. We're starting right off with a fantastic show today. During the first half hour, we're going to have Eric Potratz from Primordial Performance on talking about AndroDrive. We've actually gotten emails from people asking, like, when are you going to do this show on AndroDrive? And we'll let Eric explain why it's taken a little while to get this rolling here for this show. Later in the show, very excited to have Professor Roger Eckrich on. He is the author of At Day's Close, and he is the one that is singing to my heart with his new book about biphasic sleep patterns of humans, which is something that I've postulated and discussed on this show for well over 7 years now. And guess what? He is going to prove me right, and I'm really excited about that. And before we get into his interview, I've got a little article that I want to read by a Dr. Manganiello from Massachusetts. I want to say that I finally have found a psychotherapist that I can get behind, and I'm going to tell you why, and he's going to come on the show early next month. So anyway, so let's get started right away with this interview. How are you doing? Welcome back to the show, Eric Potratz.
Hey, doing good.
Okay, so we're going to be talking about AndroDrive today, part of the Andro series family. What exactly is AndroDrive, first of all?
It's another one of our androgen formulas. We call it androgens for the brain because it has a special effect. It's sort of enhancing the mental acuity and drive and motivation.
So would you say it's a nootropic?
It's more of a, it actually promotes neurogenesis, so it's helping the development of neurons. It's also kind of enhancing the chemical firing between the neurons, so they're communicating faster and they're communicating more information in a given time.
Okay, so how exactly does it do this?
Well, it's just an action of the main ingredients, the DHEA and pregnenolone. We have an esterified formula, so they're absorbing more efficiently than they normally would, the normal DHEA and pregnenolone. But it's designed to sort of make you get up and go, but it's not a stimulant. It's more of an internal energy that it produces as opposed to sort of like an external energy where
uh-huh.
you feel under the influence with a strong stimulant. So it doesn't have that jittery type effect that a lot of stimulants have. It has more of a feeling where you just you feel an internal energy where you want to get up and do things and be active and achieve things. It's difficult to explain. Some people have called it the anti-procrastinator.
Really?
Because
Does it have a dopaminergic effect?
I don't know. I that's not necessarily its primary method of action, I don't think, but it's really just it's just enhancing this firing. You know, it's an interesting effect. So,
okay. So, what are the actual hormones that are in it?
Well, it's a DHEA and pregnenolone balanced to have a neurogenic effect. It's also has the flavones, which have a anti-anxiety effect. See, one thing about high-dose DHEA and pregnenolone is that it can cause anxiety and make you feel restless and sort of just make you feel nervous throughout the day.
Okay.
And the flavones help sort of calm that energy and kind of focus that. So it's really been honed in from what you might experience if you've ever kind of experimented with DHEA.
What? So what? Okay. When would someone want to use AndroDrive? Is it, if it's something that enhances cognition, if it enhances mind functioning, if you will, for lack of better terms, is it designed to be a workout and ergogenic aid?
It's kind of a weight loss aid, kind of a fat loss aid. It can be used, you know, as a mental androgen. So if you're on TRT and you want to sort of enhance your motivation level, then you can take a lower dose of it to just sort of get that mental effect. But if you want sort of a body recompositioning effect, then we recommend the full dose at 6 soft gels a day, which would make the product last a month, as opposed to, you know, if you half dose it, you can make it last 8 weeks.
How does it affect weight loss then? If it's a brain androgen, does it increase satiety? Does it ward off hunger? What does it do?
It does suppress the appetite. So if you can kind of imagine, like myself, I normally, you know, in the evenings, I want to relax and I want to eat and then pass out. You know, that's kind of my normal thing. But when I'm on AndroDrive, I don't have any interest in really any of the normal sweet foods that I crave during the nighttime, and I want to do conceptual sketches and, you know, use my brain to sort of do this thing. And it's if you can imagine like a hamster who just sleeps and eats all day, and another one that is just on the treadmill all day long. This is the hamster on AndroDrive.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
So where does AndroDrive fit into the Andro series? We've talked about Andro Mass. We've talked about Andro Bulk. Where does AndroDrive fit into the scheme of things? When would someone want to use AndroDrive?
It's really anybody who wants to drop weight, who doesn't want to gain weight. They want to tone up. They want to drop body fat. AndroDrive is a bit of a calorie waster. It's increasing thermogenesis too.
So really, does it do that through an uncoupling effect, or how does that work?
Well, partly. I mean, it's causing more enzyme fat oxidation in the liver, which is just causing you to waste more calories. So it's definitely increasing calorie burning. So the thing is, you know, if you're looking for an ergogenic effect, like if you want better performance and endurance and stamina out of AndroDrive, you really need to make sure that you're keeping your calorie consumption up. Because if you just keep your calorie consumption the same and your body starts burning more calories, your performance isn't really going to be improving.
Does it convert to 7-keto or something? Because 7-keto DHEA was always touted as being a thermogenic aid that some people have had success with and some people haven't.
It definitely does. Yeah, the DHEA will convert to 7-keto pretty significantly, and that's where a large part of the thermogenic effect comes from.
Doesn't 7-keto also have... And it's been so long since I've even thought about 7-keto. The days that we used to bump into each other on Mind and Muscle probably is the last time I talked about 7-keto DHEA. Mm-hmm. But doesn't 7-keto also have some sort of anti-inflammatory effect as well?
It can, yeah, kind of helping to reduce inflammation and joint stiffness.
A lot of people talk about 7-keto, right, I was just going to say, like having almost like a DECA effect on joints, on the knees and so on.
Yeah, we've seen that effect with this particular formula. It sort of mobilizes the joints, reduces the inflammation. Part of that's coming from the progesterone action from the conversion from pregnenolone to progesterone too.
Right. Yeah. Is the pregnenolone in a different form that is more readily available? I want to talk about your delivery system in a moment, but is this just straight pregnenolone, or is this something different? Because I know the DHEA that you use is very unique forms of DHEA, correct?
It is, yeah. It's an esterified DHEA. It has the enanthate ester, and so does the pregnenolone. So they're absorbing through the lymphatic system. This is a system that absorbs the fat in your body, and so this causes a slower release into the bloodstream, and it bypasses the liver. So you can take one dose, like all the Andro Series products, one dose throughout the day, and it will have your blood levels, keep them elevated for up to 24 hours.
Interesting.
One dose.
We have to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up talking more about AndroDrive. Eric, are there any specials on AndroDrive right now on your website? I know that you did something special for my audience in the past with Andro Bulk and Andro Mass.
The Carl 25 is still active for them, so they can use that coupon to save 25%.
So Carl, C-A-R-L, the number 2, the number 5, and save 25%, which is a dramatic discount on these supplements. Okay, all right, let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up talking about AndroDrive with Eric Potratz. We'll be right back. Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. USL Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
From the iconic metabolic expert Dr. Scott Conley comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter Urethane Series power blocks with FlexFin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbells.
Get stronger, feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Eric Potratz from Primordial Performance. You can go to superhumanradio.com and click any one of the Primordial Performance banner ads to get there. And we're talking about AndroDrive. So clearly AndroDrive is really, I mean, it's a hard supplement to categorize, isn't it?
Yeah, it kind of is because it has a lot of different purposes. So,
is it stackable? And if so, what do you stack it with?
It certainly is. We've had a number of people want to stack it with mass and bulk, but I tell those people that because Drive has an appetite suppressant effect, it's probably going to limit their weight gain that they expect. You know, so it's something we recommend for somebody who's who wants to run hard or lean, because it would stack very well with those. If you're trying to,
I was just going
to
say Andro Hard, it would go good with, I would imagine.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it has a good anti-cortisol effect too, so that's going to help enhance recovery and help prevent you from feeling run down when your calories are low and you're training and trying to drop body fat. Cortisol has a negative effect on neurons too. It can actually catabolize neuron tissue, which can dramatically reduce strength and performance. So the Androdrive has that anti-cortisol effect.
Well, forget about that. We're learning more and more about cortisol now, and its deleterious effects on overall health. There's evidence that stress shortens telomeres, and we all know that telomeres are the things that hold DNA together, and once the telomeres get too short, the DNA becomes a mutant or a rogue, and its replication is mutated, and it could become anything, including cancers. But more importantly, it becomes inefficient forms of the cell that it was supposed to be because the blueprint is bad now. And subsequently, there's so much evidence now that that stress destroys DNA's ability to repair itself with telomere. And the number one stress hormone is cortisol. So
yeah.
Cortisol is a signal, and it tells the organism that it needs to get off the planet faster. Think of it that way. So
yeah,
if you want to send the signal to your body that there's plenty of time and don't get off the planet faster, find ways to suppress cortisol in healthy ways. In other words, you're supposed to have high cortisol levels in the morning when you wake up, but they're not supposed to be high all day long into the evening.
Yeah.
So that's good to know. So, okay, it almost sounds to me like AndroDrive can be taken all year long by someone who is not necessarily looking for a bulking phase and a cutting phase and all that sort of stuff. It sounds like it could be something that would be good to be taken all year long because it would allow you to perhaps be at a maintenance level of calories and stay lean.
Yeah, that's true. If you're trying to gain weight and eat a lot of food, it's not the best compound, you know. So it's kind of more of like the spring summertime androgen, you know, where you want to be more active and out there and just doing things. It's great for that. So
now I'm sorry.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, you go. It has somewhat.
Okay. I was just going to ramble on about some of the kind of the mental effects.
No, please. I could use those actually. I'm going to be 54 this year.
Well, did you play a lot of video games, Carl?
No. I mean, my sophistication with hand-eye coordination goes, I do pick my nose from time to time. That's about
okay,
it.
Okay. Well, so. I don't play a lot of video games either, but one of the things that DHEA enhances is visual spatial performance. So that allows you to visualize 3D environments better. So it would make you a great architect or great at video games where you're kind of navigating a three-dimensional world. I know some of the guys that buy this product are pretty obsessed with that. You know, they feel like it gives them this advantage in video games.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah. Now, all of the Andro series seem to have a form of DHEA in them as one of their components. Is that correct? Is that a correct assumption?
Yeah, some isomer metabolite of DHEA.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you start stacking these, like, for instance, Andro Drive and Andro Hard.
Mm-hmm.
Is there some overlap or redundancy in the DHEA effect?
Well, just the fact that they're androgens, there's going to be some overlap between, you know, all androgens, all steroids that are anabolic. But we designed the formulas to be safely stackable, so you're not going to really get overloaded with one thing in particular, no matter what you stack. The Andro Hard really, it actually doesn't have any ingredient overlap with the Andro Drive as far as, you know, the actual compound. They're different in both formulas.
Okay. By the way, I just started taking my Andro Hard again, and I have the old version.
Oh, right. The
V2. Yeah. And I just started taking two in the morning and one in the evening, and that's it. Because when I took the higher doses, I told you that DHT tends to have an effect on my joints. I get some, mm-hmm. I know a lot of other people have talked about this as well. Maybe that's part of the hardening effect, the drying out effect. But I find that taking a lower dose along with my current HRT, you know, I'm on testosterone, and I do supplement with other things like pregnenolone and so on. I find that taking the lower dose, I feel that I feel benefits from it. I feel a mildly increased strength. I definitely see hardening of the muscles, but I don't seem to get the two things that I didn't like: the pain in my joints and the atomic burp from the the grapefruit extract or whatever it is, the concentrated naringens that are in there. If taking it at this type of a dose, can I take it indefinitely since I'm on HRT and I'm not worried about shutting anything down?
The Androhard?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if people that are on a TRT are kind of, you know, on a different ball game, they can use almost whatever they want for as long as they want. You know, the AndroDrive is not... You could use that for a longer period of time and not notice any significant recovery problems. Most people who use this, really, they don't really feel that they're off, and they're not really back to normal until a couple months after the cycle, and then they kind of remember, okay, yeah, I remember when I was more, you know, motivated to do stuff. But it's not like you crash. It's not like an opioid where you know you're taking something and then you stop and then, oh my God, you can't even function.
Right. Right.
There's been some concern about that, so it's very safe in that regard and easy to just go right back to normal.
Does AndroDrive affect? Because the reason I asked in the beginning of the interview if it had any type of dopaminergic effects. Does it affect libido at all?
It seems like it's been pretty neutral in that regard.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No.
You make no bones about, and you call these steroids in your ads. You say things like, "We've made steroids safer."
Mm-hmm.
Is that pandering, or can you legitimately call these steroids? And if so, why?
Yeah, they are steroids. They're, chemically speaking, they're in the steroid family. You know, it's just the correct term for them. You know, just to remind people what they're getting into. I think a lot of people buy supplements, not realizing that they're steroids, and
right.
not realizing that, you know, they need to actually have some kind of recovery plan and, you know, all of that.
Yeah, very few people think that through. I was talking to a guy this weekend that we were talking about something similar, and I said, you know, you're going to have your plan for recovery as well, because these over-the-counter products, just because they're over-the-counter, do not think that they don't have an effect. And I say this on the show all the time. You know, we embrace supplements. My audience, we embrace supplements because we know they work. Well, there's an upside and downside to that. Number one, they work. And the downside is they work. So you gotta use them sparingly. You're not supposed to abuse them just the same way you wouldn't abuse any type of drug that you could overdose on. And you need to use them sensibly, and you have to be prepared for recovery if you are cycling them. You can't just stop them like you would vitamin C or vitamin B. And just assume that, you know, I'll just go back to normal, because chances are, first of all, you will get back to normal, but you'll lose all of your gains.
Yeah.
And you may not feel so good while you're getting back to normal either. Is there an accumulative effect of AndroDrive? You said sometimes people will be off it for a few months and then notice, wow, you know, I don't feel as sharp or as motivated as I used to feel. Does it accumulate? The effects accumulate? Do they last beyond the cycle's end?
Well, because it is enhancing neurogenesis, you are building neurons, new neurons, and you're enhancing the myelin sheath. It's kind of this protective fatty layer around your neurons. You know, this is structural stuff that it's improving. So those are more longer lasting effects. You know, that growth is going to stick around, you know, for several months or maybe even longer than that.
Right.
But some of the immediate sort of electrochemical stuff that's happening is what drops off faster. But, you know, again, it's not anything dramatic where you just can't function. You very much just feel back to normal, you know, in that sense. So.
The fact that you're taking pregnenolone with DHEA, does that allow the DHEA the opportunity? Well, let me back up. Does that allow the pregnenolone to convert to other potential metabolites as opposed to DHEA?
The pregnenolone is converting to several different neurogenic metabolites.
But since you're supplementing with both, this has always been my theory about why I supplement with both progesterone and I mean, pregnenolone and DHEA. That if I'm supplementing with DHEA, then that allows the pregnenolone to become something other than DHEA. Is that a fair assumption, or is that flawed? Could I just end up with a lot more DHEA in my system than I want?
Well, as in, I mean, like, for instance, the progesterone that comes from the pregnenolone will reduce the amount of DHT that the
right.
DHEA forms. It has a 5-alpha reductase inhibiting effect. So
right.
there's some things like that going on.
Right, but I guess, I don't know if I'm not saying it right, but obviously pregnenolone can eventually convert to a DHEA, right, through
yeah.
progesterone and so on. Right.
But
because you're supplying your body with both DHEA and pregnenolone, does that mean that the pregnenolone readily lends itself to other metabolites other than DHEA because you're supplementing with DHEA? So does it have a higher probability of becoming, you know, after progesterone, something else, like allopregnenolone or something like that because you're already
yeah.
supplementing with DHEA and it doesn't have to become DHEA?
Well, I don't think it's being blocked from converting to DHEA. It just doesn't convert to DHEA very much to begin with. There's not a lot of conversion there's not a lot of conversions happening. There's two steps away up the tree there. So, you know, it's making more conversion to allopregnanolone, allo-progesterone, the 5-alpha reduced form.
Right, right.
You know,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. How much is a bottle of AndroDrive without the Carl 25 discount?
$79.95.
Okay, so $80.
Yeah.
So it's $60, basically $59 when they use the coupon code CARL, C-A-R-L 25.
Mm-hmm.
They save an additional 25% off. And a bottle will last a user how long if they use it one way versus the other?
If they do the full dose, it's a month supply. And if they do half dose, it's 2 months. So, you know, the guys are finding that they get just the ideal, perfect mental effect they want at half dose, you know,
okay.
And then that's great. If they have a base sort of compound they're running already, you know, that they're sort of getting most of their physical gains from, then they can just bring a small dose of Drive in and just stack that.
Okay. And one last thing that we have to discuss, the delivery system. The delivery system that you have incorporated is unique to supplements that you produce only. It's not available anywhere else. There is no hepatic stress because these are not methylated or alkylated forms of hormones, correct?
Exactly, yeah. We have the blood data to back all that up.
So what the way that this supplement works is it actually causes the landscape of the liver, let's say for lack of better terms, to ignore trying to filter these things out. And we've learned this by accident in the medical community because naringin, when people eat oranges or especially grapefruits, it'll actually double and triple the effective dose of their medications because the liver does not clear these things out quickly. And that's really what you're leveraging here, right?
Well, most of actually what's happening is in the intestines. It's really the effect is not so much in the liver.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, it's preventing the enzymes that are in your intestines that are converting and deactivating these hormones are, you know, those are the ones that are being deactivated.
Okay.
By
And is there and now it's also well known that those actives in grapefruit are great lipolytic effects as well. Do you notice that as an extrinsic value to the delivery system that there is some sort of additional lipolysis that occurs or flushing out of fat out of the system?
It not in any way that we could separate from the hormones themselves.
Yeah. I would love to see you do some research just on the delivery system. I suspect something.
I suspect something.
So anyway, well, listen, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Primordial Performance banner ad. Use the coupon code CARL, C-A-R-L, the number 2 to the number 5. That's all one string, no separations, no hyphens, nothing, right?
CARL 25.
And does it have to be capitalized or does it matter?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, so there you go. And save 25% off Andro Drive. We will be doing subsequent interviews about the new Andro Hard, correct?
No, the Andro Lean.
Andro Lean, I'm sorry. Andro Lean.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So we will be doing that very shortly as soon as we can get And part of the reason that it took us a while to do the Andro Drive is because the raw materials were hard to come by, right?
Well, no, that's the lean. That's the one we have to keep pushing back. So
okay,
I think a lot
I'm
of
sorry.
People are really looking forward to that.
I play to the fact that I'm 54 years old and I forgot. I'm sorry. I obviously need Andro Drive. That's all.
Well, it gets confusing. There's five of them now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's like having children. You know, you start forgetting their names. Anyway, listen, Eric. I want to thank you for being on Superhuman Radio today. Everybody, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Primordial Performance banner ad. To learn more about the Andro series, use the coupon code CARL25 to save 25% off. That's a whopping discount. Don't waste it. We'll be right back. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while you're in coma. Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains. Bridge them.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. A little bit later in the show, we're going to be talking to Professor Roger Ekrich. He is the author of At Day's End, and he is a historian, and we've needed historians to work on some of these projects because science misses the boat terribly, and we've talked about this on my show, Ad Infinitum. I've talked about practicing health history, looking back at your ancestors for the keys to nutritional rules, if you will, for yourself. And Professor Eckrich has done a lot of research, on the way we used to sleep before industrialization, before modernization, even before fire. And I think what you're going to find out is going to be really interesting. So that'll be later in the show. But right now I want to pay props to somebody. I want to pay props to Dr. Jim Manganiello. Not because he's Italian, although that's a plus in his favor with me. Dr. Manganiello wrote an article on February 24th decrying the pharmaceutical psychological drugs, psychologically active drugs, and the pharmaceutical industry. The article was profound. It was amazing. It's something that I've been waiting for. I've always wanted to see a doctor who eats his own, you know, sort of like the chicken hawk is, a bird that eats other birds exclusively. I've always wanted to see a doctor who steps out and says, you know what's wrong with doctors, and points the finger at the industry that he occupies. But it's so hard to find this because very few are willing to do it. Because let's face it, they don't want to say, hey, my club, the club I belong to, we're corrupt, we're wrong, we're taking advantage of you. We know this, but we do it anyway. But Dr. Manganiello wrote an article, and I'm going to read some of this article. I want to comment on it, first of all, okay? He says, drug company marketing strategies now sound alarms for consumers as well as for many physicians and allied health service practitioners. Very, very true, especially for those of us in the know. Drug companies now spend almost double the amount of money to promote their existing drugs than they do on research and development for new drugs. Think about that. This is from an industry that claims that they are working to find the answers for the world's illnesses, yet they spend twice as much money on advertising the drugs that they manufacture now. Because clearly, if their drugs worked, they wouldn't have to advertise them, folks. You know that already. But they have to convince us that they work, because they really don't. Okay. The trouble is that promotions of medications is too often focused on money and power and not on well-being. Few people realize that most physicians get their information from drug company representatives, not from scientific research. Well, few people who listen to this show. How many times, if I had a nickel for every time I said that doctors learn about these drugs by the cute little pharmaceutical rep who walks in, the perky little blonde pharmaceutical rep who sends signals to the doctor that she may be available, love to have lunch with you. By the way, here's our new drug and here's how it works. Give it to your patients. And the doctor goes, okay, give me some samples, and he hands. I was victim of this one time, and the doctor was actually a friend of mine. And I may have told this story before. It's worth telling again. When I was at my sickest in 1998, after I was hospitalized with my heart problem and I was put on an arrhythmia drug and a blood pressure medication and so on, I went to a good friend of mine who is a physician. He's a general practitioner. And we'll, for lack of better names, we'll say his name was Peter. So I went in one day to see Peter, and he checked my blood pressure after putting me on Norvasc. And he goes, you know, your blood pressure is better, but I'd like to see it lower. And he went into his office, and he came out with a little box, and he goes, start taking one of these a day with your Norvasc. Now, at the time, I had owned an alarm company, and I used to wear these polo shirts with a pocket in them. So I took it, and I put it in my pocket, and we started talking about our children's hockey game that weekend we were going to travel to. And there was an afterthought of his. As we're talking, he goes, let me have that. And he reaches into my pocket. And I swear on my mother's soul, this is the exact truth. He pulls the little sample pack of this drug out of my pocket. He opens the one end, reaches in with his fingers, and pulls out the insert. Puts it into his lab coat pocket. Closes it and puts it back in my pocket. And says casually to me, I'll read that later. Now think about that for a second. He just told me to start taking something with my Norvasc because someone else told him that it stacks well with Norvasc. He doesn't know if there's any drug interactions. He doesn't know anything about it. I was on other medications at the time that he knew about. He doesn't know anything about it, yet he told me to start taking it, and he was going to educate himself later about it. This is very, very scary, okay? So Dr. Manganiello really hits this hard right between the eyes. Also, he talks about the fact that, unfortunately, many physicians have become drug delivery systems, systems for the drug companies, often without knowing it, and he cites that the drug companies use very sophisticated ways getting the doctors to and their clinicians to start prescribing these drugs. He goes on to say that according to the Scientific America report, conservatively, the U.S. physicians receive over $285 million in benefits. These are perks. These are gifts, folks. $285 million in gifts last year in 2011 from drug manufacturers. And less conservative estimates indicate the Canadian physicians received $1.4 billion worth of perks in 2004. So once again, we're talking about bribery. Hey, we're going to take you on a golf trip. By the way, we'd like you to start prescribing our drugs. Has nothing to do with help and helping people. This is very, very sad. Very, very sad. Most alarming is that America devotes only 2% of the $2.2 trillion in healthcare budget to prevention. And we've talked about this on the show too. Why is that? Because there's no money in prevention. Drug companies don't make anything if you don't get sick. It's important that you get sick. In fact, they like the idea that you get sick. They're not going to tell you how to stay healthy. And the American government obviously doesn't care either. Because if only 2% of $2.2 trillion is being spent on preventative measures, and I'd like to see how the government spends that. What do? Run commercials telling people to eat grain? Eat healthy. Eat grain. Eat healthy. Eat soy. Eat healthy. If they're spending their money on that, then they're spending zero on spreading the message about how to stay healthy. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I'm gonna pick it up with Dr. Manganiello's article, because he makes a couple other really, really good points here that I want to comment about. Later in the show, Roger Ekrich about his book, At Day's Close. Very, very important interview. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Soundtrack, what's poppin', baby? If y'all ain't know, I go by the name of Lupe Fiasco. Representing that first Sissies day. May want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Company.
companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Right now I'm commenting on Dr. Jim Manganiello's article in Health and Well-Being. The guy is spot on. I applaud him for coming forth, having the bravery to even write this article. I'm sure that he's going to be ostracized by many of his colleagues, but he should be happy to rid himself of their affiliation, to be frank with you. You know, when they talk about these sophisticated ways that drug companies lure people into believing that their drugs work, here's an interesting note that you may not have taken note of before. This weekend, Elisa and I were driving in the car, and we heard a pharmaceutical spot, but it was very brief, and it wasn't for any of the most popular pharmaceutical drugs like Lunestra and, you name them, Cymbalta and all these others. And I said to her, do you know why you don't hear ads for Lunestra, Cymbalta, and all of these other drugs on radio? You see them in print and you see them on TV, but you don't hear those ads on radio. And there's a reason. Because they have to list all the side effects. If you look at a 1 minute pharmaceutical drug commercial on TV, it's a 1 minute spot. In that 1 minute, they talk approximately 15 seconds or less about the drug. You know, if you have diabetes, this drug can help you manage blood sugar. The other 45 seconds of the spot, they are listing all of the dangerous side effects that you should tell your doctor about if you notice muscle weakness, fainting, blood in your stool. Tell your doctor if you have a previous condition like liver failure, renal. It's like the whole 45 minutes, the 45 seconds they're spending listing the side effects. And then the last 5 seconds they go, you know, whatever the name of it is, Jazazatol, it could be the one that helps you. I mean, they can't do that on radio. They can do it on TV because while they're taking that 45 seconds and listing all the dangerous side effects, they're showing people enjoying life, hugging and kissing each other, smiling at you to let you know that, yeah, this works. This is good stuff. You should try it. I feel better now. I'm living longer now because I'm taking it. Those images have to be underlying that dangerous message. That if you just heard that message by itself on radio, if you heard 10 seconds on the front end saying, hey, Cymbalta could really help you, blah, blah, blah. By the way, it could cause coma, dramatic changes in blood sugar, paralysis. If you have tremors, don't take it because it could progress Parkinson's. If it went on and on and on a radio station, you would think to yourself, what? Why would I want to take that drug? So they need those images to convey to you safety, happiness, well-being, health, while they're telling you this is actually going to cause side effects that are more dangerous than the actual disease we're trying to treat. That's why you don't hear these spots on radio. They don't work. You can't do it on radio because without those images, without the visuals,
It's all bad news, no good news. Think about that. Think about that. That's really important. Okay, so Dr. Manganiello goes on, and he talks about, let's see here. This is some good stuff he has here. He says, science is, of course, wonderful. Science is, of course, wonderful, and commerce makes the world go round. But the marriage between science and commerce has a dark side. It's a marriage created of compulsive fetishes for money, an obsession that cares little about people. It's too often a marriage without a soul. And I'm going to tell you, one of its offsprings is Dr. Oz. I've said it on this show. He tries to turn science into a game show. You can't do that, folks. It's like, it would be like trying to turn the mortuary business into a carnival. Hey, so your relative died. We're going to put games around. We'll play ring toss on his rigid finger. No, you can't do that. There's some things that have to be couched in the setting they were designed to be couched in, and you can't make science happy and fun for everyone. No, you can't. So I say that Dr. Oz is the evil spawn of this, the relationship between science and commerce. He's their firstborn son. The article goes on and continues to basically point out all of the problems with modern medicine today, but he speaks generically about all the problems, but he speaks specifically about his industry and the psychotic and psychoactive drugs, and talks about the fact that people should not be put on antidepressants willy-nilly just because they're sad. The doctor needs to work with them and try natural alternatives, and people need to ask their doctors. Before your doctor prescribes something for you, you need to ask your doctor, is there a natural alternative? Now, we already know the answer. Your doctor's going to say no. Look at Elisa. She asked her doctor recently about vitamin A, and the doctor looked at her and said, I know nothing about vitamin A. Really? Really, you know nothing about vitamin A? But I'm sure that you know a lot about the synthetic retinoid X receptor activators, right? That she knows about because some pharmaceutical rep came in and told her about those. But a doctor knows nothing about vitamin A? Shame, shame, shame on you. That's like saying to a school teacher, how do you sharpen a pencil? Well, I don't know how to sharpen a pencil. I just know how to teach this course. Really? So you never went to school? You didn't learn that sort of stuff? You never sharpened your own pencil? You know nothing about these things, these rudimentary things, these things that were expected for you to know as a foundation? And doctors don't know about these things, but you do have to ask them first. You have to say, look, is there a natural agent that I can do? Is there some other way that I can address this? And quite frankly, they're going to tell you they don't know. He also points out that people are too trusting of their doctors. You need reliable information. We need reliable information. We need to wean ourselves from the quick fix mentality that would leave us taking drugs we may not really need, drugs that could cause us harm. And he points that out. You know, he's right on the money about that. And obviously the government, the United States government, makes this even more difficult because there is a blurring of the lines between commerce and government, which is what I talked about when we had Jack Abramoff on the show. Back in the day, there was a blurring of the lines between religion and government. Well, now we've had a separation of church and state. Well, guess who's joined together to make bed buddies? And that is commerce and government. And government supports commerce, and commerce supports government. There is no line between the two. And obviously, the government makes suggestions that benefit commerce, not the people. I mean, think about this for a second. We were shopping for rice cakes this weekend, trying to find rice cakes that didn't have high fructose corn syrup in them. We found one. But guess what? It had fructose sugar in it. Do you remember the Casual Friday show we did where fructose sugar was going to be one of the new stealth names that the FDA is allowing the corn refiners to call high fructose corn syrup? What is wrong with this government? If the people don't want it, why would the government allow companies to mask it? Let me give you an analogy. So let's say somebody said, hey, you know, Calling a guy a pedophile after he rapes a child is really very, very harsh. We would like to call them something else. We would like to call them child unsafe something else. Pick a ubiquitous name. Child unsafe individuals. Okay? We don't want to say they raped kids because that's harsh. Imagine that if the judicial system said, yeah, you could call them that. That's fine. We won't call them child. We'll call them child intolerant individuals. That's it. Okay? So now instead of being called a pedophile, it's a child intolerant. So now when the pedophile moves to by a school and someone sees his record, well, he's child intolerant. Miss mean he's grumpy. He doesn't like kids. He gets mean with them. I'll just keep my kid away. No, you don't realize that this guy is going to prey on your child and rape them. The judicial system wouldn't let that happen. That would be stupid, right? To relabel a criminal something that is, a little more enjoyable, a little more palatable, a little less understanding. You can't make out what it is that you're trying to sidestep here. That is what the FDA has allowed the corn refiners to do. We have said, vocally, we don't want high fructose corn syrup. The high fructose corn syrup industry has suffered. People shop by the labels and sales are down. So what do they do? They allow them to call it something else to trick us into having something we don't want. I say the FDA is a harbinger of the most corrupt and evil tactics in the world. I put them right up there with the Nazi regime because they are killing people. They make no bones about it. The FDA is killing people. They may not be coming to your house and shooting you, but they're allowing products that are harming you to shorten your life. And if we don't want high fructose corn syrup, don't call it something else. Don't call it something else. Don't try to slip it to us. Okay. Enough of that. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to have Professor Eckrich on. We're going to talk about something a little bit more important than my rantings. And I want to thank Dr. Manganiello for writing that article. We're going to have him on sometime in March. I love this guy. I want to have him on. He's great. When we come back, we'll have Professor Eckrich on. We're going to talk about biphasic sleep, something that I discussed a long time ago. I even tried to discuss it with Dan Pardy when we were talking about polyphasic sleep. But it kind of got lost in the mix. Well, it turns out that I was right. I gotta say it once in a while. Nobody else says it for me. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find Can-See Eye Drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See Eye Drops. The name says it all.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine. And no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolone, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Nepodium mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
You know, there's a renaissance afoot. I'm really excited about it. That renaissance we've talked about, it started out with nutrition, with the Paleolithic movement. And now we have clinicians and we have scientists working feverishly, doing great research, looking at activity levels of our ancestors, our historic ancestors, to discover the right way to be active to promote health and longevity. One of the things that has been a missing piece, in my opinion, that we missed the boat about, and I've talked about it for years on this show, is the way we really are genetically designed to sleep. And I predict that the book that we're going to be talking about today with Professor Roger Ekirch called At Day's End will be a seminal work in the future, unlocking the real way that we're supposed to sleep before the modernization, before the industrialization, before the introduction of artificial light forms. How you doing, Professor Ekirch?
I'm doing just great, Carl.
This is exciting. This book is really, really exciting. In my humble opinion, it's the missing link that will actually help us ward off disease and improve the aging process. And it's something that I've talked about for years on this show. First of all, how did you even become, you're a history teacher, right?
Yes, I'm a history professor at Virginia Tech in Blacksburg, Virginia. I embarked some time ago to write a book about nighttime. I did this as early as the mid-1980s, and I absolutely dreaded having to address the subject of sleep, which seemed unavoidable given the topic of the book. But thinking wrongly at the time that sleep was a biological constant, that it hasn't changed much over either geography or time, I really, in my mind, wondered how I'd be able to find enough fresh information to say anything of interest. And casting a wide net and working in archives on both sides of the Atlantic over the next 10 years, I increasingly found references to first sleep and second sleep, and equally important, a remarkable level of activity in between these two phases of human slumber in the Western world before the Industrial Revolution.
Interestingly enough, my good, good friend Billy Mitchell and I, and Billy is a pilot, one time after I had interviewed T.S. Wiley about her book Lights Out, the connection between sleep, sugar, and insulin resistance, which she wrote probably 8 or 9 years ago. I had her on the show probably 6 or 7 years ago. And we were sitting there, and I was postulating. I was thinking, I said, you know, Billy, before fire, we were prey. We were not predators. You know, Paleolithicus, you pick which one. When it got dark out, we didn't venture out very far. We probably got into a cave and we stayed there. And chances are it was dark for a good 10 to 12 hours. And surely we didn't sleep for 10 to 12 hours. But I have to believe that, knowing what I know about the human condition, we probably laid there and drifted off to sleep. We probably woke up and laid there and enjoyed thoughts. Who knows how constructive or vivid our thoughts were at that point in time. We probably even had a little snack or something like that. Maybe we roamed around in the far reaches of the cave to relieve ourselves. And then we came back and we laid back down and we drifted off to sleep. Probably the same way a dog does, who doesn't have to punch a clock, who doesn't have to be at work at 8:30 in the morning, who doesn't have to take the kids to soccer, who doesn't say, oh, I've got to get to bed now because I've got to get up at a certain time. In 8 hours, I need my sleep. So I had surmised this, and you've discovered it in your research. It's amazing.
Well, thank you. I gradually began to put the pieces of this puzzle together, and what really helped was reading the mid-90s a article in the New York Times describing the clinical research of a top sleep scientist, Thomas Weir, at the National Institute of Mental Health in Bethesda, Maryland. And more out of curiosity than anything, he had engaged, I believe, 15 young men in an experiment whereby they would go for weeks without artificial light at night. And once they settled in to a sleep pattern, it consisted indeed of two phases broken by a interval of 1, 2, perhaps even 3 hours of quiet wakefulness. Typically, I should say appropriately, I read that article on the while I was surfing the internet around midnight, and it was truly an epiphany, because I knew immediately that what I had been finding in historical records, lawsuits, literature, diaries, 300-400 years old, in any number of different foreign languages in addition to English, that what I had discovered in these records dovetailed almost exactly with what Dr. Tom Weir was discovering clinically. I immediately tried to get in touch with him. He was attending a conference in Italy. Once he returned, we did make contact, and I think I can genuinely say that he was every bit as ecstatic as I was.
Yeah, this is great stuff. And obviously, in order for us to try and utilize this effect, we can't be locked into commerce and industrialism, because we have to take a break, and I want to know about the literature that you read. I want to know, you know, maybe some discussion about the diaries and the lawsuits that you started to discover that started pointing you in this direction. But, you know, we don't even eat the way we're supposed to eat anymore. This notion that breakfast, lunch, and dinner came about through the industrialization of America, that your boss didn't want you eating on his time. So he said, look, you eat at home in the morning, you get one break in the afternoon to eat and then you eat again at home. I don't want to have to pay you to eat. So this whole notion of eating at noon is nonsense. It's not part of the physical condition of humans, nor is the sleep. We're talking with Professor Roger. It's Ekirch. I got the name wrong before. I apologize for that. His book is At Day's End, and you can get it at Amazon.com. And I promise you that this is a book that I will not only read, but I will read again and again and again, because it unlocks the mystery about sleep and humans. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal pack. Stage 1 releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage 2 is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart-healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
From the iconic metabolic expert Dr. Scott Conley comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, beta FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking to Professor Roger Ekirch about his new book, At Day's Close. And I predict that this book will really... I don't think you realize, Professor Ekirch, the investment in health that you have made by authoring this book. I really don't. I have a funny feeling about this book because we know that many, 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 many diseases begin with impaired sleep. People today can't seem to sleep get proper sleep, can't get the benefits of sleep. And I suspect that a lot of it has to do with the fact that we are trying to sleep in a way that is counter to our genetic predisposition. And this book unlocks it. So first of all, tell me about, like, for instance, you said you started seeing things in lawsuit. What lawsuit did you see that pointed you in a direction that said people slept differently back then than they do today?
Well, one of the great sources that historians use, especially in trying to unlock the thoughts and the words of illiterate populations, are legal depositions, affidavits that were given in lawsuits. And it just so happens that in England, at the National Archives, there's a tremendously rich file, literally hundreds upon hundreds of these depositions, dating from the 16 to the 1700s and later, that relate to lawsuits. And oftentimes, in looking through them, you will find interesting information, regardless of whether your focus is on crime or some civil suit that prompted the court case in the first place. So, over the course of several summers, I would spend time in London looking through these depositions, and sure enough, from them as well as from other sources, there would be references to this segmented pattern of sleep, specifically to first sleep and somewhat less often second sleep. But
so the actual term was used, like for instance, in a deposition, it could say, well, shortly after my first sleep. So it was almost understood that people woke up.
Oh, yes. It's not just that the number of references that I have been able to accumulate over the years, aided by these databases of literature in a wide variety of languages. It's not just the number. I mean, we're talking about easily over 500, and invariably, whether expressed in Spanish, Don Quixote for one, in Russian, War and Peace for another, in French and Latin and Italian, I could go on and on. When you literally translate the language, the terms into English, they are invariably first sleep or second sleep. But in addition to the volume, what's really impressive, to me at least, was the way in which these terms were used, as if it was common knowledge. No need to define them.
Right.
Everyone understood.
Right. So like saying fire hydrant, you didn't have to explain a fire hydrant was an outdoor plumbing device that supplied water to firemen who,
yes,
you just say, well, he hit the fire hydrant. That's it.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So when did this biphasic sleep dissipate? When did we start to see it leaving society?
Excellent question. I have an article for which I've enlisted a collaborator who is an expert on the subject of insomnia, and unlike myself, an MD. I'm a PhD, and I don't dispense medical advice.
Let me
just make that clear.
Right.
This fresh paper looks in considerable detail at the transformation from this once dominant, since time immemorial, pattern of segmented sleep, the transformation that occurred during the 19th century, and that was the pivotal century. Some people experienced it earlier, some later, but for the vast majority of the Western population, it was the 19th century. The transformation from segmented sleep to the consolidated, compressed sleep to which we aspire today. And I underscore the verb aspire, because obviously there are literally millions of people who do not sleep in this consolidated pattern. The reasons are complex. The process was protracted and uneven, as you would expect with any major biological transformation. But clearly by World War I, even in the most cloistered rural areas of Europe and the United States, very few people still use the terms first and second sleep.
Really?
What is fascinating to me, and I don't mean to claim more than I should, but what is fascinating to me is that it is the early 20th century when the term insomnia begins to be widely employed. And more important, physicians begin to focus upon what medical experts today refer to as sleep management insomnia. I'm not talking about the problems that people have in first getting to sleep when they retire to bed. I'm talking about that variety of insomnia when people awaken in the middle of the night for no explicable reason, neither for noise or some other environmental nuisance. And they torment themselves thinking that they are abnormal. I think the evidence is strongly suggestive that, in fact, this older pattern of sleep, we're not witnessing a resurrection. It never left our bedsides. And that for a variety of reasons, a segment of the population has proven invulnerable to the forces unleashed by the Industrial Revolution that for many people, in fact, did indeed diminish increasingly this older pattern of sleep.
I would respectfully submit to you that there is more afoot with people who have nighttime awakenings that has more to do with insulin resistance and hypoglycemic episodes that precipitate at night, especially if they have other symptoms like night terrors, sweating, palpitations, anxiety. They wake to this. Yes, this is something else.
Let me just make it clear, Carl. I'm not referring to those people.
Right.
Again, the key phrase is for no explicable reason.
Right. Right.
I'm not referring to people who are either physically ill or suffer from mental anxiety
yes.
of some
and
sort.
I wanted to point it out, but now here's what I want to say about this. Well, first, I have one more question before I have some statements that I want to get your opinion of. Was this intrinsically an effect of the 8-hour work day and the new structure or was this exclusively the effect of electric light and us being able to now stay up later because we whimsically wanted to? What was the reason that we stopped sleeping the way we did?
Terrific question. There are three answers, I think. One is the answers are rooted in both technology and culture, arising out of forces unleashed during the Industrial Revolution in the 19th century. To be more specific, there was a very broad-based reform movement underway in the 1800s, nearly as popular as the temperance movement, for example, that encouraged people to adopt a regimen of early rising.
Yes, early to bed, early to rise makes a man
the key term.
Right.
If you look in a newspaper database for the 19th century and you type in quotation marks, early rising, I guarantee you, if that database of American or British newspapers is at all comprehensive, you will end up with literally hundreds of hits just for the reference in the titles of newspaper articles alone.
That was very important, and that
was a reflection, at least in part, of the growth in time consciousness, the importance attached to efficiency, that was indeed an outgrowth of precisely what you have described, the importance that arose during the Industrial Revolution, whereby sleep became at best a necessary evil.
Yes. Oh, this
secondly,
is priceless.
The impact of lighting. In part, it's a function of people going to bed later, as you suggest. But even more fundamental than that, sleep scientists agree overwhelmingly on one thing, and that's on the physiological impact of light. As one of the most prominent sleep scientists, Charles Seisler of Harvard, has remarked, every time we turn on a light, we are inadvertently taking a drug that affects how we will sleep. Why is this important for the 19th century? Simply because the 19th century witnessed the widespread prevalence, first in urban areas and ultimately in more rural zones as well, the widespread prevalence of artificial illumination, both within homes and in the form of street lighting. First, gas lamps, and then, of course, electric lamps. At night, when, as Seisler has put it, the circadian pacemaker within our bodies expects darkness, exposure to light, in his words, has the most profound resetting effect.
Yes, yes.
That's the more direct impact that artificial illumination has had, and hence, in referring to Tom Weir's clinical experiment at the National Institute of Mental Health in the early 1990s, that's what was suggested by depriving these subjects of artificial illumination, with the consequence that indeed their sleep became bifurcated.
How long did it take for them to become bifurcated?
Several weeks.
Just several weeks.
The third reason is that for this transformation, so I've been told by psychiatrists and sleep scientists, is that we have an amazing ability to conform to what we think is the norm, or what we think should be the norm.
Right.
And hence, people living by the second quarter of the 20th century, by which time there's really no collective cultural memory of this pattern of segmented sleep, have increasingly been told, in part, for purposes of efficiency and avoiding the dangers of lethargy and lust, which people associated with lying abed, awake in bed at night.
Yeah, don't forget we had Kellogg back then promoting cornflakes because he said that that men's lust was the root of all disease. So lust was really, the bad guy back then. God forbid that you had ill thoughts about making love to your wife. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, that was one of the primary activities, I believe, that people engaged in when they awakened at night in pre-industrial times. There was a 16th century physician by the name of Laurent Joubert who attributed the fertility of peasant couples to early morning intercourse. And, I'm quoting directly, after the first sleep, when they have more enjoyment and do it better.
Isn't that wonderful? You know, and I always go back to the dog. You know, dogs like to nap. They don't necessarily sleep for 8 hours. Sometimes they get up in the middle of the night, roam around the house, drink some water, go back and sleep for a while.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, we think
we're a lot of mammals do that.
Yes, and we think we're so darn smart because we can figure things out that we think we're smarter than Mother Nature. I want to take a quick commercial break. I'm curious if through your research we see any evidence of the precipitation of diseases, and if any physicians back then were going, hey, this new way of sleeping may not be a good thing. We're talking with Professor Roger Ekirch. He is the author of a book that I predict, I make a lot of predictions on this show, and they do come true from time to time. I predict that this will be the seminal work for sleep. I think that there's a renaissance afoot. We want simpler times. We want to return to ancestral ways because we understand the health benefits of that. This book is a cornerstone. You must get it. It's at Amazon.com. We'll be right back.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw. The delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHREMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHREMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Vatogia, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium Mayini, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains. Bridge.
Build muscle. Burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Professor
Roger Ekirch. He is the author of At Day's Close, that demystifies sleep and the sleep patterns of humans, the sleep patterns that we are naturally designed to embrace, but they have all been bred out of us, like instinct. They have all been bred out of us due to the industrialization of this country, combined with the ability to manipulate our environment with flipping on a switch. And we've compressed our sleep into what we're being told is important, you know, 6-8 hours. Well, you've got to get 7 to 9 hours of sleep every night. And it looks like our ancestors didn't do this. And I'm wondering if they were better off for it. Obviously, Professor Ekirch, the astute physician who pointed out that the best time to make love for the purpose of procreation was during after the first sleep, because the body is recharged, neurotransmitters, exactly, and so on and so forth. And probably fertility was up as well, because we had time for hormonal cascades to occur. Were there any other benefits seen, or that's did we hear discussions amongst the medical orthodoxy that, hey, now that people aren't sleeping in this biphasic way, we're starting to notice this, this, and that?
Well, to take your first question, Carl, were there benefits at the time? People did, during this interval of wakefulness between first and second sleep, which could last up to an hour or more, generally occurring shortly past midnight. People in Western Europe did anything and everything imaginable, from using a chamber pot to stirring the fire to preparing breakfast for the next day to visiting their neighbors, or even to robbing a neighbor's orchard.
Right.
Many never left their beds, however, engaging either in sexual relations or frequently praying. There were indeed in both Catholic and Protestant churches, prayers specifically designed to be recited after first sleep.
I'll be darned.
And then, too, many people reflected upon their dreams. And dreams, which tend to be a source of ridicule today, were taken enormously seriously 400 years ago.
Their premonition qualities and so on.
Premonition,
right?
And also years before Freud, because they were thought to afford a window onto the human soul. So they were thought important both for forecasting the future and also for informing people of their relationship with God and their essential character. Arguably, we have now lost this avenue in the middle of the night to these unconscious that people thought very important before the Industrial
Revolution.
I can only speculate,
but I have to believe that the period between first and second sleep probably had meditative qualities, because you were not completely awake. You were,
yes.
You know, if you think about being in a pool and you think about being down at the bottom of the pool as being the deepest level of sleep, or being out of the pool, being up and ambulatory, you were probably floating on the water at that point in time. You probably were spending time inside dream state and inside real world. And this must have had meditative qualities. And when you think about somebody meditating for an hour a night, whether it's through prayer or ritual or something like that, the benefits, I can only imagine. I can only imagine.
Thomas Jefferson read works of moral philosophy, whereupon to meditate, as he wrote in a letter, whereby to meditate upon them in the intervals of sleep.
Yeah.
There were special tablets designed for people whose thoughts, either through meditation or dreams or prayers, were thought so important, they would be able to record them in the dark. One name given in the 18th century for such a tablet was the Nocturnal Remembrancer. I've seen advertisements in London newspapers.
That is so cool.
For this device. So yes, and it makes common sense when you think about it. I mean, how many of us, even if we wanted to, when we wake up in the morning, get up out of bed, our minds immediately distracted by visual images, not to mention noise. How many of us, even if we want to recall a dream, for example, are able to do so? And yet, in the middle of the night, never was there such a time unencumbered by noise or other distractions whereby people in the privacy of their beds were able to reflect on anything and everything imaginable.
I know. It's, you know what? And it's really, so did you find any hints of any emerging disorders where physicians were saying, as a result of the new compressed sleep approach, we see this happening? Any of that at all?
Well, there was resistance. There was resistance to the early rising movement, but it was not strong enough, given the enthusiasm with which people in the name of efficiency and morality embraced the notion of shedding their second sleep. And that's essentially what early rising urged people to do.
Right.
I have come across some expressions of opposition. One essay, for example, in 1898, referred to early rising as, and I quote, an artificial cut off.
I love it.
Another writer in Washington, D.C., around the same time, warned, if men insist, he wrote, on cheating sleep, her twin sister death will avenge the insult.
Oh my God, that is classic. I would love to have that quote on my wall here at the studio.
Well, I'll be happy to send it to you along with the actual date and
yes,
the paper in
please.
Which it was published. But more to the point, there were lone voices at the time when insomnia was becoming increasingly a medical problem in the early 20th century, and linked indeed to insanity. There were lone voices that argued. They did not say that this is an older pattern of sleep, simply breaking through into the modern world. But they did caution that rather than stereotyping anyone as an insomniac and elevating their level of anxiety, that instead that term should not be used, and in fact people should be urged to, after remaining up for an hour or so, that they should be urged to return to their beds, and more than likely, a dean at and a medical historian at Fordham was in the forefront of advancing this advice. More than likely, he urged those people will return to their sleep more quickly than if they persist in thinking that they are suffering from insomnia. In fact, if this research, it seems to have some medical resonance, it seems to be penetrating the sleep medicine community to the extent that, if nothing else, if people are advised that, again, if there's no other explicable reason for their wakefulness in the middle of the night, that they may simply be reverting to a bimodal pattern of sleep.
Right.
That will relieve their anxiety, which in itself, as you well know, can contribute to wakefulness in its own right.
Right. We have to take a commercial break. I've got some final questions for you. We're talking with Professor Roger Ekirch. He is the author of the book that I am predicting now will become a seminal work in unlocking the mystery behind healthy sleep. It's called At Day's Close. Everyone must buy this book before the government seizes it from us. No, I'm kidding. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
I've been watching you. A la 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 long. A la 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 long, longly long, long, long. Come on. A la 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 long. A la 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 long, longly long, long, long. Hey.
I wish I could tie you up in my shoe. Make you feel pretty too. I was told.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Professor Roger Ekirch. Sorry for the late start back. I was actually doing my push-ups. Professor Ekirch, I do push-ups and bodyweight squats during each of the breaks. That's all part of my new ancestral activity. You know, because we've done shows about something that you touched on a moment ago, sleep promoters, the things that you do during the day, light being exposure to light being one of them, also activity and so on. But anyway, I have to ask you, were you able to ascertain what period of time during the evening first sleep occurred and second sleep, so that if people wanted to try to understand how to emulate this in modern days, how we might be able to?
Yes, I have a rough sense. And, of course, not everybody slept according to the same schedule. When people went to bed before the Industrial Revolution, and this tends to be true of traditional societies in general, they were less regimented. They went to bed when they had run out of things they either wanted to do or had to do.
And plus, I have to imagine that dusk played a large role, even in homes that were modified with electric light, because they didn't have the degree of lighting we have today. They may have had a couple obscure light bulbs here and there, but surely not enough to do a whole lot of things.
They did, Carl. They
really
did. And in fact, most of my book is devoted to nighttime in general. The last three chapters are taken up entirely by the topic of sleep. That was one of the things that surprised me, was just how much activity there was, because people were incredibly ingenious. When you think about it, we're not simply putting people down into a dark room as if they had no history to draw from. Instead, they had thousands of years, the wisdom of their ancestors. They relied upon folklore, their religious beliefs, the natural light of the moon, starlight, which, of course, in the absence of light pollution, was far brighter than
right.
it is today.
Right.
But to get back to your original question,
yeah.
The norm, to the extent that there was one, most people aspired, at least, to turn in by 9 or 10 p.m. They would then sleep for maybe three and a half hours, typically.
Okay.
And awaken shortly past midnight in the so-called dead of night, which was the interval between midnight and 3 a.m., remain awake for up to an hour or more, depending upon, again, what might need to be done or that they wish to do, and then they would return to their slumber for roughly an equal length of time, rising finally around dawn. Upper-class individuals, however, in order, at least in part, to distinguish themselves from those who were less genteel, to flaunt their wealth, and to were capable of burning beeswax candles and other artificial illuminants, and they were quite notorious for staying up very late, increasingly past midnight by the 19th century, so that they too experienced first and segmented sleep. It was just according to a different timetable.
You know, I have to believe, from what I understand about the accumulation of the things that help us sleep properly, I have to believe that if we were to return to a moderate utilization of interior lighting, maybe even dimming our lights along with dusk. You know, for instance, like I live in Louisville, Kentucky, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So today is the 27th, sunset at 6:33 p.m. today.
Mm.
If I were to allow my home to start to get dark at 6:33 and probably be completely dark by 7:30, 8 o'clock, it would force me to probably go to bed earlier. I know that. But more importantly, it would allow me to sleep for 4 hours and then wake up in the middle of the night and lay there and ponder for an hour or two, go back to sleep and wake and sleep for another 4 hours and still get up at dawn, which happens to occur approximately 7 o'clock in the morning. I mean, I can see how this is the natural way for humans to sleep without the introduction of artificial light and the overlay of artificial goals usurping our natural circadian rhythm. And I have to say this. You know, I would be remiss if I didn't say this, that I predict, as a result of your book and the research that you cite and all of those who came before you that put you in this direction, but the result of your book, I predict that there will be a renaissance of people who have control of their lifestyle, as I do, who will say, you know, I'm going to experiment with this. I want to see what happens. And I predict that they're going to find that if they try it for a few weeks, a month even, the difficulty of, wow, you know, I usually work late into the evening will cause them to be more efficient during the day when they have light. And as a result, health will abound because we understand the importance. You know, even those who believe that the compressed 8-hour period of sleep is important all agree on one thing unanimously, that the sleep that we get before midnight is the most important. And that coincides with a lot of the messages you've been giving and the doctor in France saying, hey, it's best to make love after that first sleep. That first sleep occurred earlier for people who adhered to natural light standards.
Yes. And you may well be correct in terms of your prediction, though I tend to think that that we will continue with some unfortunate consequences, continue to try to cheat our sleep. The Army evidently is experimenting. Someone told me the other day, in fact, there already is a tablet, I honestly don't know, that will permit soldiers to remain awake for up to a week or more in order to gain a military advantage.
Yeah, well, the Army also experimented with what was known as polyphasic sleep, which is taking like little cat naps throughout the day so that the nighttime sleep was required was much shorter. So yes, we know that those are unique circumstances. Those are guys that are fighting a war. Those are embracing health and have control of our time. We can return to a more natural form of sleep. After this, authoring this book, have you looked at your sleep differently? Have you changed your sleep at all?
No, not really. Though I'm a bit of a walking sleep laboratory of sorts. I do suffer from several disorders, though on any given night my sleep tends to be pretty good. I have restless leg syndrome, and a bit more arcane is sleep REM behavior disorder, by which people act out their dreams. I've written about this in the New York Times, actually, about an episode in which I tried to tackle my nightstand. You know, for me, I guess in terms of practical consequences, and this is what the sleep medical community seems to find appealing, is that those people who suffer from this particular type of sleep management insomnia, and again, I emphasize I'm referring only to that. I don't underestimate by any means or minimize the difficulty that many people have in getting to sleep in the first place. But for those who awaken in the middle of the night, again, for no explicable reason, at the very least, if they are informed that indeed they may be experiencing this segmented slumber, a pattern dominant in all likelihood from time immemorial. The earliest reference I found was in Homer's Odyssey. That will hopefully alleviate the anxiety resulting from their inability to readily fall back to sleep, not to mention the psychological consequences of being thought abnormal. So judged, to follow up on your thought, by the natural rhythms of the past, many reputed insomniacs are very likely more normal than the rest of us.
Yeah.
And that rather than the product of a mysterious disorder for which no one can diagnose their sleep. Not to be flip about this, their sleep may in fact just be pre-industrial.
Yeah, it's very possible. Listen, I want to thank you. It's really an honor to have you on this show, and I really do believe what I said. I think that your book is going to have greater impact than you think it is, because there is something elusive afoot about sleep, and there is a renaissance, there's a movement to return to the way our ancestors lived before industrialization. We understand that nutrition was different, and returning to those nutritional styles seems to ameliorate a lot of diseases. We understand that activity was different, and when we return to those activity styles, once again, health abounds. The missing piece of this puzzle has been sleep, and I really think that you've done a great service authoring this book, and I want to thank you for being on today. It's an honor to have you on the show.
Well, it's been my great pleasure, Carl.
Okay, thank
you. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Professor Ekirch.
Thanks.
All right, so that's it. We have completed another episode of Superhuman Radio. We've got a great show planned for you tomorrow. See you then.